this place today.
El Espíritu de Dios se está moviendo en este lugar.
Somebody call on the name of Jesus.
Alguien llame el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Aleluya. If you know the name, somebody call on the name.
Usted sabe el nombre, llame el nombre. Aleluya.
Press into that prayer for just a few moments.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Break every chain, God. Loose every binding thing, oh God.
Rompe toda cadena, aleluya.
Heal every disease, Lord. Come on, if you're sick right now, why don't you just lift your hands and receive healing in the name of Jesus. If you have a need, why don't you lift your hands and receive healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, at the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that He is Lord. Come on, cancer has to bow today. Sickness has to bow today. Disease has to bow. God, it's so wonderful to be in the house of God today.
Gloria al Señor, hermoso estar en la casa del Señor el día de hoy.
To feel the presence of God that we feel in this house.
Puede sentir la presencia del Señor en esta casa.
Anybody thankful to feel the presence of God here today?
¿Alguien está agradecido de sentir la presencia de Dios?
It is a privilege today.
Es un privilegio el día de hoy.
To be able to come into the presence of God with singing and dancing and rejoicing.
Puede venir a la presencia del Señor cantando y saltando, aleluya.
Because in the presence of God there is fullness of joy.
Porque en la presencia del Señor hay gozo.
Praise God. Anybody believe that? Anybody thankful for it today?
Alguien lo cree, alguien lo cree, aleluya.
And to know the name of Jesus.
Y conocer el nombre de Jesús.
Because at the end of the day it's all about Him.
Porque al final del día es siempre de él.
Everything we're doing today is about Jesus.
Todo lo que estamos haciendo es en el nombre de Jesús.
Praise God.
Aleluya.
And to know the name.
Y saber el nombre.
I said to know the name.
Dijo saber el nombre.
In the Old Testament they were bound up in their knowledge.
En el Viejo Testamento estaban atados al conocimiento.
They did not have a full revelation of the name of Jesus.
No tenían una revelación entera completa.
They knew God.
Conocían a Dios.
He was the lover behind the lattice.
Era el amor atrás.
He was the one that was constantly revealing and hiding himself.
Estaba constantemente revelando y escondiéndose.
They knew the consonants.
Sabían los sobrenombres,
but they didn't have vowels to connect together with those consonants.
Pero tenían vocales para conectarlas.
They had YHWH.
Y YHWH, todas las letras.
It was called the Tetragrammaton.
El tetragram.
It was the unutterable name of God.
Era el nombre de Dios.
They called him Yahweh.
Le llamaban Yahweh.
But they didn't have the full revelation of the name.
Pero no tenían toda la revelación del nombre.
Because there was a hesitation.
Porque había algo.
Because the thought was.
Porque el pensamiento era.
That if you know the name.
Que si sabes el nombre.
The name may become common to you.
El nombre se hace común a nosotros.
And that's what we have today.
Y es lo que hoy tenemos. Aleluya.
People use the name of God in vain.
La gente usa el nombre de Jesús en vano.
They use Jesus as a profanity.
Usan la palabra Jesús como una maldición.
But you can tell people that venerate the name.
Pero saben la gente que honra el nombre.
Because they preserve the utterance of the name.
Porque preservan el otro valor del nombre.
For moments that have utmost importance.
Para momentos importantes.
We don't just casually throw the name out.
No hablamos del nombre casualmente.
But when we're driving down the road.
Pero conduciendo en la carretera,
and the car is heading in our direction.
Y el auto viene en nuestra dirección.
When you speak the name of Jesus,
cuando hablas el nombre de Jesús,
something begins to happen.
Algo empieza a suceder.
Whatsoever you do in word or deed,
aleluya, aleluya,
do it all in the name of Jesus.
El nombre de Jesús.
When we baptize,
cuando bautizamos,
we baptize in the name of Jesus.
Bautizamos en el nombre
because
de Jesús.
There's no other name,
no hay otro nombre,
under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Anybody thankful that you know the name of Jesus? When you speak the name of Jesus, hell begins to shake. When you speak the name of Jesus, demons have to tremble at the name of Jesus. Every knee's gonna bow and every tongue's gonna confess. Does anybody know the name today? Anybody thankful you know the name? Praise God. Come on, why don't you praise Him for just a moment?
Aplauso al Señor.
Praise God.
Glorifica al Señor.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, it is so wonderful to be in the house of God this morning.
Es hermoso estar en la casa del Señor esta mañana.
On this Thanksgiving week.
En esta semana de acción de gracias.
It is a holiday.
Es un día festivo.
And we are just eating and drinking and coming together for fellowship.
Y estamos comiendo, bebiendo y juntándonos.
We will not have service tonight.
No habrá servicio esta noche.
So whatever is going to happen today,
así que lo que va a pasar hoy,
is going to either A, happen in this service,
A, pasará en ese servicio,
or it's going to happen wherever you fellowship and whatever you do when you leave here.
O donde quiera que usted vaya después del servicio.
Now if you want to have revival at Habaneros today,
si quiere tener un avivamiento en Habaneros el día de hoy,
by all means, pray somebody through to the Holy Ghost.
Vayamos.
I think you can have revival at Habaneros.
Puede tener avivamiento en el
I really think you can have revival at Jim and Nick's.
Él cree que puede tener.
Praise
en
God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya.
Well, we are so thankful that on the spur of the moment, Brother Ephraim agreed to help us today.
Thank you, brother.
Praise
Thank
God.
You. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. We have two translators that are out of town and one who is sick.
Estos translators están fuera de la ciudad, dos enfermos y uno enfermo fuera de la ciudad.
And we have people in the house of God that only speak Spanish.
Y tenemos gente en la casa de Dios que habla español solamente.
So we're just going to have church today.
So simplemente tendremos iglesia el día de hoy. Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Psalms chapter 69.
Salmo 69.
Psalms chapter 69, beginning in verse 1. How many of you love the word of God?
Amen. Versículo 1. ¿Cuántos aman la palabra del Señor?
It is a privilege to be able to open up the word of God and receive revelation.
Amen. Es un privilegio poder abrir la palabra del Señor y recibir revelación del Señor.
Praise God. Psalms chapter 69, beginning in verse 1. And the word of God says, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail when I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then," everybody say then. Yes. "Then I restored that which I took not away." Yes. Praise God. I want to preach with the help of the Holy Ghost for just a few moments on this subject.
Quiero predicar un momento con el favor del Espíritu Santo en este título.
Restoring what I didn't take.
Restaurando lo que no tomé.
Why don't you put your Bible down if you're thankful for the word of God, and let's magnify Jesus. God, we love you. We praise you. We honor you, oh God. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in the heavens, God. Minister today to every life, every home, every family, God. Do a work in this place, God, and we'll praise you for it. Come on, one more time. Why don't you clap your hands and shout to God with a voice of triumph?
Levanta sus manos. Aleluya, el Señor está aquí, toque, aleluya. Haga algo para el Señor, aleluya.
Aleluya, praise God, God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God today.
Tome asiento, por favor.
Praise God. This particular passage of Scripture,
este particular pasaje de la palabra de Dios,
Psalms chapter 69,
Salmo 69,
in conjunction with Psalms 22 and Psalms chapter 110,
junto con los otros salmos,
are the most quoted passages of Scripture in the New Testament.
Son los salmos más hablados en el Nuevo Testamento de Escritura.
A lot of what we read in the Psalms are Psalms of encouragement.
Mucho de lo que leemos en el libro de los salmos son salmos de motivación.
And thanksgiving to God.
Y dar gracias a Dios.
But they are more than that.
Pero son más que eso.
Embedded in these prophecies are messianic prophecies.
En medio de los salmos hay más que eso, mensajes mesiáticos.
They speak of the coming Messiah.
Que hablan del Mesías que ha de venir.
Now David is a fascinating person today.
David es una persona fascinante el día de hoy.
There's so many different things that we can learn from his life and his legacy and his ministry.
Hay muchas cosas que podemos aprender de David, de su vida, su legado.
He is one of those rare people in Scripture that is faced constantly with moments of paradox.
Es una persona que está en la Escritura que tiene siempre muchos momentos de busca a Dios.
He's constantly finding himself in these situations.
Siempre está encontrando en estas situaciones.
That demand reconciliation.
Que demandan reconciliación.
The paradox is this: we all seek to be used by God.
Todos buscamos ser usados por Dios.
We all want to reveal God's glory. How many of you want to receive?
Hallelujah.
Want to reveal His glory today?
Hallelujah! Todos quieren que Dios se revele su gloria por medio de usted. Hallelujah!
We want to manifest and demonstrate God's power to those around us.
Queremos demostrar y manifestar el poder de Dios alrededor de nosotros.
But when the moment comes,
pero cuando el momento llega,
we find ourselves in conflict.
Nos encontramos en conflicto.
We are caught in a struggle.
Nos encontramos en una.
This is what we see in the life of Rebecca in Scripture.
Es lo que vemos en la vida de Rebeca en la Escritura.
We begin to ask questions like, if it be so, then why am I thus?
Empezamos a preguntar, si fuera cierto, ¿por qué entonces?
We all want our lives to have significance.
Queremos que nuestra vida tenga significado.
To have value.
Que tenga valor.
But there is no higher value.
Pero no hay valor más alto.
Than a life that has embedded revelation of God in it.
Que una vida que tenga revelación de Dios adentro de ella.
Many of the revelations that we have about God.
Muchas de revelaciones que tenemos de Dios.
Many of the perspectives that we see in the Old Testament about the manifest Christ.
Muchas de las perspectivas que vemos en el Antiguo Testamento de Dios.
They unfold in Scripture.
Se van enseñando en la Escritura.
As men like David. Try to navigate their life.
Como hombres como David que trataron de navegar su vida.
As they navigate the trouble in their life.
Como navegan por el problemas en su vida.
As they attempt to align themselves with the plan of God.
Cuando tratan de alinearse con el plan de Dios.
His life, David in particular, his life begins to manifest the identity of God.
La vida de David empieza a manifestarse.
And it reveals itself in his conflict.
Y se revela en medio del conflicto de David.
And as his life begins to unfold,
y mientras su vida se empieza a desarrollar,
the patterns that frame the nature and revelation of God in the earth,
las cosas que ponen el principio de Dios en revelaciones,
begin to overlap with his experiences and with his life.
Empiezan a orbitar juntas.
And as he is trying to reconcile these conflicts,
y mientras él quiere reconciliar estos problemas,
he begins to talk to God. He's talking through his problem.
Él habla con Dios por medio de sus problemas.
Anybody ever talked to God through your problem?
¿Alguien ha hablado con Dios por medio de su problema?
You're trying to figure out what's happening in your life and in your world.
Tratando de entender qué está pasando en nuestra vida, en nuestro problema.
And he's speaking to God about his problems.
Está hablando con Dios de sus problemas.
And as he does so,
y mientras hace eso,
as he begins to pour out his heart to God,
mientras empieza a abrir su corazón a Dios,
embedded within the prayer,
en medio de la oración,
is the futuristic unfolding of the plan of God.
Está algo del futuro del plan de Dios desarrollándose.
Manifest through the man Christ Jesus.
Manifestándose por el hombre Cristo Jesús.
It is powerful today to think about our lives.
Es poderoso el día de hoy pensar en nuestras vidas.
As our life finds harmony and synchronicity with the patterns of the universe.
Mientras nuestra vida encuentra armonía con el universo.
That our life begins to manifest to the world around us.
Que nuestra vida empieza a manifestarse al mundo alrededor de nosotros.
The prophecy concerning Christ.
La profecía de Jesucristo.
The apostle Paul said it like this.
El apóstol Pablo dijo así.
He said, "I groan and travail again in childbirth, until Christ be formed within you."
Hallelujah.
Can I stop and tell somebody today that you're not in this by yourself?
Le puedo decir a alguien que no estás aquí solamente.
God has a plan for your life.
Dios tiene un plan para tu vida.
When you're all by yourself and you're crying.
Cuando estás solo y llorando.
And you think nobody's listening to you.
Y crees que nadie te está oyendo.
Can I tell you that your life is finding harmony?
Te puedo decir que tu vida está hallando armonía.
With the plan and the purpose of God for the universe.
Con el plan de Dios del universo.
When you are trying to reconcile your trouble.
Cuando quieres arreglar tus problemas,
your life is finding harmony with the plan of God.
Tu vida está en armonía con el plan de Dios.
The word of God tells us today.
La palabra de Dios nos dice el día de hoy.
That we are living epistles read among all men.
That we are estamos viviendo el día de hoy.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them, "I am an epistle."
Yo soy un apóstol.
And the world is reading my life.
Y la vida está leyendo la epístola mía.
You have no idea what your life is speaking today.
No tienes idea lo que tu vida está hablando el día de hoy.
To a world around you that is hurting.
A un mundo que está doliendo alrededor de ti.
To a world around you that is broken and looking for answers.
A un mundo que está quebrado buscando respuesta. Gloria a Dios.
Anybody understand that God's involved in your story?
¿Alguien entiende que Dios está envuelto en tu historia?
Anybody thankful that God is orchestrating the broken pieces?
¿Alguien está contento?
Come on, if you're thankful for that knowledge, why don't you give him praise today?
Está contento, agradezcale a Dios. Aleluya. Aplauda a Dios. Aleluya.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And as we look back on those words,
y mientras volteamos a las palabras, volvemos a ver.
And biblical scholarship begins to examine what the prophets were saying.
Y los maestros de la Biblia empiezan a ver qué decían los profetas.
And then examine the man Christ Jesus.
Y examina al hombre Jesús.
Things begin to make sense.
Hay cosas que empiezan a tomar sentido.
Things begin to align over these men and women of God.
Hay cosas que se alinean con estos hombres de Dios y mujeres de Dios.
As a matter of fact, there are direct quotes in the New Testament from some of these psalms.
Hay palabras de ellos directamente en los salmos.
As David is speaking of his own trouble, he is crying out to God.
Mientras David está hablando de su problema, está hablando con Dios.
And he says, "Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel." And what he's identifying is that the man and the woman of God,
lo que está identificando es que el hombre y la mujer de Dios,
who is living for God, is being examined by people around them.
Que está viviendo para Dios está examinado por gente alrededor de ellos.
And he understands that he's in a struggle.
Y entiende que está en un problema.
But while he's in the struggle,
pero mientras está en esa crisis,
the world around him is watching him.
El mundo alrededor de él lo está viendo.
To see how he goes through the struggle.
Para ver cómo él va por este problema.
And he's telling God,
y le dice a Dios,
"God, I know other people are also waiting on you.
Yo sé que otra gente está esperando en ti, Señor.
I know other people are also going through the struggle.
Yo sé que otra gente está sufriendo también.
I know some other people are also dealing with disappointment.
Yo sé que otra gente está decepcionada también.
But God, don't allow people that are watching me.
Pero Dios, no permita que la gente que me está viendo
to begin to trust in you less.
Que confíen en ti menos.
Because of the way I'm responding to my trouble.
Por la forma que yo estoy respondiendo a mi problema."
That's got to be the heartbeat
Hallelujah.
Of the people of God.
Hallelujah. Eso tiene que estar en la gente de Dios.
That say, "God, I know they're watching me.
Sé que me están viendo.
But let me go through my trouble.
Pero deja ir de mi problema.
In a way that doesn't diminish somebody else's faith.
En una manera que no le quite la fe a alguien más.
God, don't let them be confounded.
Que no estén atados.
By my lack of faith in my struggle."
Oh, porque me falta la fe y porque tengo problemas.
He understood this.
Él entendió esto.
He said, because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of your house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. And so as he's thinking about his life and his struggle,
y mientras él piensa en su vida, sus problemas,
he slides off into prophecy.
Se envuelve en la profecía,
and he begins to speak of the man Christ Jesus.
Y empieza a hablar el Señor Jesucristo.
And so as he does this,
y mientras hace esto,
his life,
su vida,
and the life of Christ,
y la vida de Cristo,
become beautifully woven together.
Se empieza a coser, tejer junta.
Bible scholars actually say to us,
maestro de la Biblia nos dicen,
that the only verse in this entire chapter,
que el único versículo en este capítulo,
that does not directly apply to Christ,
que directamente no aplica a Cristo,
is verse 5.
Es el versículo 5.
But verse 4 is a powerful statement concerning the nature of God.
Pero el versículo 4 es una potencia, una palabra de poder.
And it addresses one of the powerful principles of the kingdom of God.
Y habla de los principales poderes de Jesucristo en el reino de Dios.
David began to say of himself,
David empezó a decir de sí mismo,
my life is so bad,
mi vida está mal,
that my enemies demanded of me that I repay,
que mis enemigos quieren que yo les pague para atrás,
what I have not taken,
lo que no me he llevado yo.
So I was forced to pay a debt,
so estuve forzado a pagar una
that
deuda
was, that was not mine,
que no era mía.
And if you think about this just in isolation,
y si piensas en esto,
if you think about this all by itself,
si piensas solo de esto, solamente de esto,
in your human evaluation you would say, well, that's not fair.
En tu evaluación de ser humano dirías, no, no es justo.
But if you're in covenant with God, you don't live in isolation.
Pero estás en convivio con Dios, no estás solo.
If you have repented of your sins, you have died with him.
Si te has morido de tus pecados, has muerto con
if
él.
You've been baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins, his name and his blood are upon you.
Si te has sido bautizado en el nombre de Jesús para tus pecados,
if you're buried with him in baptism,
fuiste enterrado en el bautismo con él,
you are not your own any longer.
Ya no estás solo.
And if you have received the gift of the Holy Ghost,
si has sido sellado con el Espíritu Santo,
you have received the Spirit of Resurrection,
el Espíritu de Resurrección,
now there is an interweaving of the prophecy,
ahora hay interacción de la profecía,
with your life and the life of Christ,
con tu vida y la vida del Señor Jesucristo,
that includes you,
que te incluye a ti.
Say, that's me.
Ese soy yo.
That's your family.
Tu familia.
That's your wife.
Tu esposa.
That's your children.
Tus hijos.
And now your life is a part of the plan of God.
Y ahora tu vida está en el plan de Dios.
And the devil wants to try to convince you today,
y el diablo quiere convencerte el día de hoy,
that God is thinking about you in isolation,
que Dios está pensando en ti, que estás
that
solo,
God is trying to restrict you from the blessings of God,
que Dios te quiere restringir sus bendiciones,
that God has withholden some things from you,
que Dios no te ha dado todo a ti,
that God has stolen some things because he wants to hold you back,
que Dios te ha robado porque quiere mantenerte
but can
cerca.
I tell you today that God has not taken anything from me,
te puedo decir hoy que Dios no te ha quitado nada el día de hoy.
As much as this generation wants to blame God for the problems that it is facing,
esta generación quiere llorar a Dios de sus problemas.
God is the only one who is not guilty of crimes against humanity.
Dios no es culpable de crimen contra la humanidad.
The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
La palabra dice de Dios que todos hemos pecado y hemos caído cerca fuera de la gloria de Dios.
And the wages of sin is death.
Y la paga del pecado es muerte.
But the gift of God is eternal life through
pero
Jesus
la vida del
Christ
Señor
our Lord.
Vida y vida eterna.
God has not taken anything from humanity.
Dios no le ha quitado nada a la humanidad.
That was not in our best interest.
Que no fue en el mejor interés de quitarlo.
But your enemy wants to try to convince you.
Pero tu enemigo te quiere
that
convencer.
God is holding you back.
Dios te está amarrando.
But I've come today to preach to somebody.
Pero vengo hoy a predicarle
that
a alguien.
The devil is a liar.
Que el diablo es mentiroso.
And that he is the father of lies.
Que es el padre de toda mentira.
God has come today.
Dios ha venido hoy.
To do exceedingly.
Para hacer
abundantly, above all that you can ask or think,
de todo lo que puedes
and
pedir.
It's according to the gift of God that is working on the inside of us today.
Trabajando adentro de nosotros.
I thank God today for the gift
Hallelujah.
Of the Holy
Gracias
Ghost.
A Dios el día de hoy.
I thank God today for the church
Gracias
of the living God. God is not thinking minimums today.
Dios no nos quita lo mínimo.
God is thinking maximums.
Dios quiere lo máximo.
God is thinking blessing.
Bendiciones.
God is thinking goodness.
Cosas
Come
buenas.
On, somebody praise him if you're thankful
Alguien
for the blessing
al Señor.
Of God.
Alguien levante sus manos. Alguien adora al Señor. Aleluya. Aplauda al Señor el día de hoy. Gloria a Dios.
The enemy wants to steal.
El enemigo quiere robar.
And kill and destroy.
Matar y destruir.
But Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly.
Pero Cristo vino para que tengamos vida y vida eterna y en abundancia.
I'm telling you, the perspective of the church.
El perspectivo de la iglesia
needs to at all times be
siempre debe estar
abundant life.
Vida en abundancia.
Abundant blessing.
Bendición en abundancia.
Abundant increase. I'm telling you,
oh,
it's
hallelujah.
The will of God today.
Es la voluntad de Dios el día de hoy.
And this goes all the way back to the beginning.
Y esto huele al principio.
In the Garden of Eden.
En Edén.
When God came to bless his people.
Cuando Dios vino a bendecir a su gente.
If you could envision it the way that God saw it.
Si puedes envisionarlo la manera que Dios lo vio.
He saw it pressed down.
Él lo vio primera
fuera. Shaken together.
Moviéndose.
And running over.
Y corriendo encima.
But he needed Adam to see it that way.
Pero necesitaba que Adán lo viera
he needed
de la misma
Eve
manera.
To see it that way.
Que Eva lo viera igual.
And when the adversary came to affect their perspective,
y cuando vino el adversario a afectar
he came and said, God's holding you back.
Dijo, Dios te está agarrando.
God wants to minimize your life.
Dios quiere hacerte mínimo en tu vida.
I'm just here to tell you, if you could see your life the way that God sees it today,
vengo a decirte que si puedes ver tu vida la vida que veo como Dios la ve el día de hoy.
You would see it already pressed down.
Ya la verías arriba.
Already shaken together.
Ya está puesta junta.
Already running over.
Ya está running over.
But the most significant phrase in that passage.
Pero la frase más significante de este versículo.
Is the phrase, "Will men give unto your bosom?"
Aleluya.
You know what that means?
¿Sabes lo que significa eso?
When the scripture says that men will give unto your bosom,
la escritura dice que los hombres darán su gusto.
It's that you have to be willing to see.
Tienes que estar tú dispuesto a ver
God's plan for your life.
El plan de Dios para tu vida.
Through the lens of something that you would be forced to cultivate.
Por los lentes de algo que tú tienes que cultivar.
You see, you have to be willing to nurse the promise.
Tienes que estar ahí con la promesa.
To full health.
Para que pase.
It won't become the fullness of the promise.
No saldrá entera.
Until you see that seed has to be actualized.
Hasta que veas que la semilla tiene que
it
ser
has
actualizada.
To be cultivated by
tiene
a person
que estar cultivada
of
por una persona de fe.
I came to preach to somebody today.
Vine a predicarle a alguien el día de
that
hoy.
That if you could see it through the mind of God.
Que si lo puedes ver por la mente de Dios.
God is putting a promise in your care.
Dios está poniendo una promesa en tu vida.
That you're going to have to rock back and forth.
Que va a tener que mesear para atrás y para
that
frente.
That you're going to have to burp and you're going to have to actualize.
Que va a tener que poner en acción y que va a
until it grows up into the fullness of what it can be.
Hasta que crezca su potencial.
Praise
que Dios
God.
Tiene para ti. Gloria a Dios. Aleluya.
And if the adversary can get us thinking through pathology.
Y si el adversario puede hacernos pensar en patología.
You see, Psalm chapter 69 is a prayer of frustration.
Este salmo que leímos es un salmo de frustración.
That begins to move into prophecy.
Que empieza a moverse a la profecía.
But it doesn't stop there.
Pero no para ahí.
If you look at Psalm chapter 69.
Si mira el salmo 69.
The first stanza is called a cry for help.
La primera parte es una ayuda, está clamando por
ayuda. And the next stanza is called "Draw nigh and redeem my soul."
Y luego redimir mi persona.
And then the next stanza is the fate of my enemies.
Y la tercera la fe de mis enemigos.
And then the last stanza is thanksgiving and praise.
Y la cuarta parte es gracias
It doesn't stop in the pathological perspective.
No para en la primera parte patológica.
It doesn't halt at just what is wrong.
No se queda lo que está mal nomás.
But as he begins to work his way through the prayer,
pero mientras empieza a orar por la moverse por la oración,
the prophet David is moving toward reconciliation.
Y David está moviéndose a reconciliarse.
Can I tell you that every problem that you're facing today,
te puedo decir que cada problema que estás viendo el día de hoy,
at some point as you are verbalizing it to God,
a cualquier punto que lo estás haciendo a saber a Dios,
it is the intention of God,
es la intención de Dios,
that it end at thanksgiving and praise,
que termine en acción de gracias y oración. Aleluya. Praise God. Aleluya.
I know you brought your problem to the house of God.
Yo sé que traías tu problema a la casa de Dios.
But you don't need to leave the house of God.
Pero no te vayas de la casa de Dios.
It's still in the form of the problem.
En la forma de un problema.
But by the time you leave the house of God,
pero cuando te vayas de la casa
you
de Dios,
need to put some praise on the problem.
Ponle adoración, ponle alabanza,
and begin to magnify God.
Empieza a magnificar al Dios.
Understanding that God is able to finish
Dios es hábil,
what
Dios
he
puede
started
hacer
in my life.
Lo que va a empezar en mi vida.
Understanding that weeping may endure for a night.
Hallelujah.
But joy is going to come in the morning.
Gozo vendrá en la mañana.
And guess who calls forth the morning?
¿Y quién crea la mañana?
The writer of Psalms said it is God who calls forth the morning.
El escritor de Salmos dijo es Dios.
So the one who allowed the problem to come into my life,
el que permitió el problema en mi vida,
is the same one that's with me through the night.
Es el mismo que está en la noche.
And he's
conmigo.
The same one that's going to call forth the morning
que va
of celebration.
Que va a traer la mañana de agradecimiento.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. This is the Spirit of Christ.
Es el Espíritu de Cristo.
This is a man reconciling his life,
es un hombre reconciliando su vida,
with the plan of God.
Con el plan de Dios.
This is what happened with Judah and Joseph.
Esto pasó con Judá y con Josué. José.
His brethren conspired to kill him. That is Joseph.
Sus hermanos consideraron para matarlo.
But Judah intervened.
Pero Judá intervino.
He had another plan.
Tenía otro plan.
He said, we'll just put him in a pit.
Póngalo en el pozo.
And he intended to come back and retrieve him.
Y él intentaba sacarlo del pozo.
He was trying to stop the jealousy and the hatred of these boys for their brother.
Quería parar el celo de los hermanos para Josué.
And when he returned to the pit, he found it empty.
Pero cuando regresó al pozo, estaba vacío.
His brethren had sold their brother into slavery.
Sus hermanos vendieron a José de esclavo.
He was trying to reconcile his brother.
Estaba reconciliando a su hermano del pozo.
Back to the father's house.
A la casa de su padre.
This is the Spirit of Christ.
Este es el Espíritu de Cristo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And it hung around his life for many years.
Y estuvo alrededor de su vida por varios años.
While Joseph was in Egypt,
mientras José estaba en Egipto,
it festered in the life of Judah.
Estaba manifestándose en la vida de Judá.
And years later, when Benjamin is going to be taken as a slave,
y años después, cuando Benjamín iba a ser llevado como esclavo,
it is Judah who stands in the way and says, "Take me, I will be surety for my brother."
Fue Judá el que dijo, lléveme a mí, yo estaré enfrente de mi hermano.
He didn't even know what he was dealing with.
No sabía con qué estaba tratando.
He just knew that he had a burden for his brother.
Pero sabía que tenía un peso por su hermano.
And he was willing to pay a debt.
Y él estaba dispuesto a pagar
that
la deuda.
Did not belong to him.
Que no le pertenecía a él.
And it was in that moment that Joseph said, "Now I know."
Y en ese momento José dijo,
that reconciliation has happened with my brothers.
Que la reconciliación con mis hermanos ha pasado.
Judah was willing to be Christ for Benjamin.
Judá quería ser Cristo para Benjamín.
And I'm telling you that that's what God has called his church to be.
Esto es lo que Cristo llamó a la iglesia a ser.
He has called his church to pay a debt that is not ours.
Ha llamado a la iglesia a pagar una deuda que no es de nosotros. Hallelujah.
You say, what do you mean by that?
¿Qué quiere decir con eso?
Well, what I mean is when we were created at the beginning,
lo que quiero decir cuando fuimos creados en el principio,
we were formed in the image of God and after his likeness.
Fuimos formados en la figura de Dios.
That it was the intention of God for us to grow up and become sons of God.
Era la intención de que creciéramos y fuéramos hijos de Dios.
The entire time that the creation plan was unfolding, the Bible said that Christ was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
Dios fue, estuvo en la fundación.
That when God saw humanity,
cuando Dios vio a la humanidad,
he knew that man would stumble and fall.
Sabía que el hombre iba a tropezar y caerse.
He knew that man would commit an infraction against God and his law.
Sabía que iban a comer cosas en contra de Dios cometer.
And the entire time,
y todo el tiempo,
we were trying to figure it out.
Tratamos de saber cómo hacerlo.
God had a plan in mind.
Dios tenía un plan en su mente.
When he made Adam,
cuando hizo a Adán,
he put the Spirit of God in him.
Puso el Espíritu de Dios en
and
él.
Man became a living soul.
Y el hombre se hizo una alma viviente.
And God came into the cool of the garden.
Y Dios entró a la, al Edén.
To fellowship with man.
Para convivir con el hombre.
To allow what was in God to permeate man.
Para permitir lo que estaba dentro de Dios.
So that the love of God would be shed abroad in our hearts.
Para que el amor de Dios estuviera en nuestro corazón sobreviviendo.
But man failed God.
Pero el hombre le falló a Dios.
Mankind incurred a debt
el hombre agarró una deuda
that he could not repay,
que no pudo pagar.
And man was trying to reconcile himself to God,
el hombre trató de pagarla,
but didn't have the power to pay the debt.
Pero no tenía el poder para pagar esa
but
deuda.
God had a plan.
Pero Dios tenía un plan.
And in the mind of God, there was an old rugged cross.
Aleluya, en el plan, una cruz.
It wasn't Rome's cross,
oh, una cruz bonita.
But it was the cross of God.
Era la cruz de Dios.
God condescended to men of low estate.
Dios vino lo más bajo.
God suffered and bled and died.
Dios sufrió, sangró y murió.
And God was resurrected for us.
Y fue resucitado por nosotros.
Because each of us had a debt.
Porque cada uno de nosotros
that we could
deuda,
not pay,
que no podíamos pagar.
But he already had a plan,
pero ya tenía un plan
to pay a debt that was not his,
de pagar una deuda que no era de él.
I'm here today,
estoy hoy aquí,
not because of my own righteousness,
no por mis cosas.
I'm here today because God gave me access to the kingdom of God.
Estamos aquí porque Dios nos
because
dio acceso
he paid a debt for me.
Porque él pagó
that
la deuda
I didn't
mía.
Have the money in the bank to pay.
No tengo dinero en el banco.
I didn't have the wisdom to pay.
No tenía la sabiduría para pagar.
But God,
pero Dios,
commended his love for us.
Nos dio con su amor.
That while we were yet sinners,
que cuando éramos aún pecadores,
in due time,
en su tiempo de él,
Christ died for the ungodly.
Cristo murió por aquellos que
God
no merecían.
Has a plan for restoration today.
Dios tiene un plan para restauración.
God has a plan for redemption today.
Para redimir el día de hoy.
Praise God. God has
alaba
a plan
Dios.
For every one of your mistakes.
Dios tiene un plan
for
para
every
todos
one
errores.
Of your failures. Every time that you fall short, God, who is rich in mercy,
Dios, que es rico
is there to pay the price one
está
more
ahí
time.
Para pagar el precio por ti. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Judah didn't know that Joseph going into Egypt was the plan of God.
Judah no sabía que José yendo a Egipto era el plan de Dios.
But as he tried to reconcile the betrayal,
pero cuando trató de reconciliar la traición,
he was trying to reconcile the fact that he didn't get there in time.
Trató de reconciliar que él no llegó a tiempo al pozo.
And he made up his mind.
Y él estaba decidido.
The next time that I get an opportunity,
la segunda vez que era otra oportunidad,
I will be surety for my brother.
Yo estaré ahí por mi hermano.
You see, when you understand the depth of the price that God paid to redeem you,
cuando entiendes el precio y lo profundo que Dios pagó para redimirte,
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
Dijo el Señor, "Venid a mí los que estén cansados, y yo os haré descansar."
The rest of God is something we could not purchase for ourselves.
Lo demás no pudiéramos comprarlo de Dios.
But he said, "You've got to take my yoke upon you,
pero ponte mi yugo sobre ti,
and learn of me."
Y aprende de mí.
He said, "My yoke is easy.
Mi yugo es fácil.
My burden is light.
Mi peso es ligero.
And you're going to find rest for your souls.
Y buscarás lo demás tú solo.
When you have received that rest,
cuando recibes ese descanso,
you understand that an exchange has happened.
Entiendes que hubo un cambio.
Jesus said, "If any man's going to be my disciple,
si alguien va a ser mi discípulo,
he has to deny himself,
tiene que negarse a sí mismo,
and take up his cross,
y agarrar su cruz,
and follow after me,
y seguirme a mí."
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
What is my cross?
¿Qué es mi cruz?
I'm glad you asked.
Qué bueno que preguntó.
Because when you exchange your yoke,
Pero cuando tú cambias tu yugo,
for the yoke of God,
por el yugo de Dios,
I'm just telling you, every day that I live,
te digo, cada día que yo vivo,
I've been in the church all of my life.
Estoy en la iglesia todo el día de mi vida.
But every day that I live,
pero cada día que vivo,
I take the pressures that are on me,
tomo las presiones que están sobre mí,
and I transfer them to God.
Y se las transfiero al Señor.
Can I tell you that you cannot live for God in this day,
no puedes vivir para el Señor en este día,
without learning to transfer the burden on your life,
sin aprender cómo transferir el
to
peso
God
sobre Dios.
Every single day.
Cada día.
I'm casting my cares upon him.
Estoy tirándolo en Dios.
Because he cares for me.
Porque él cree, él me aprecia.
And what I get in return,
y lo que hago de regreso,
is I get an easy yoke.
Agarro un ligero más liviano.
And an easy burden.
Y una carga más ligera.
But it's a burden.
Pero es una carga.
And see what David was trying to figure out.
Y lo que David quería saber.
He was trying to figure out, why am I going through what I'm going through?
¿Por qué estoy pasando por lo que estoy pasando?
Why am I having to pay a debt?
¿Por qué tengo que pagar esta deuda?
That I didn't incur.
Que yo no agarré.
Job had to figure the same thing out.
También con Job tuvo que aprender lo mismo.
I've done everything I know to do.
Hice todo lo que sé hacer.
And I'm still having to pay a debt.
Y aún estoy pagando una deuda.
What did Jesus mean when he said, if you're going to be my disciple, you have to bear a cross?
¿Qué dijo Jesús cuando dijo, si es mi discípulo, cargo una cruz?
What he was saying was,
lo que él decía fue esto.
When you receive salvation,
cuando agarres salvación,
when you repented of your sins,
cuando te arrepentiste de tus pecados,
you died with me.
Moriste conmigo.
When you were buried in baptism,
cuando te bautizaron en el bautismo,
you were buried with me.
Te enterraron conmigo.
And when you were resurrected by the Holy Ghost,
y con el Espíritu Santo te resucitó,
you were resurrected with me.
Conmigo resucitaste, aleluya.
But you have incurred a debt.
Pero has adquirido una deuda.
Because I paid a debt.
Porque yo la pagué.
That you cannot pay.
Que tú no puedes pagar.
Now you're going to have to pay a debt.
Ahora tú vas a pagar una
that
deuda.
Somebody else cannot pay.
Que alguien más no puede pagar.
And what David had to understand.
Lo que David tuvo que entender.
David had to understand.
David tuvo que entender.
That when he came into covenant with God.
Cuando hizo un convivio con Dios.
David, you want to be king?
David quiere ser rey.
You're a king of a higher kingdom.
Eres rey de un reino más grande.
You're a king of a transcendent kingdom.
Eres un rey de un reino que trasciende.
And from this moment on, David,
y de este momento en adelante, David,
from the moment that the anointing oil is poured over your life,
del momento que el aceite fue puesto en tu cabeza,
you are not your own any longer.
Ya no eres tú.
Your debt has been paid.
Tu deuda ha sido pagada.
You're in covenant with God.
Estás en convivio con Dios.
Your sins have been washed away.
Tus pecados fueron lavados.
But now, David, the entirety of your life,
pero ahora, David, tu vida,
is going to be preaching to a generation,
vas a predicar una generación,
that has a debt that they cannot pay.
Que tiene una deuda que no pueden pagar.
Every day of your life,
cada día de tu vida,
you're going to be walking back into a world,
vas a caminar un mundo,
and they have a burden,
ellos tienen un peso,
that they can't carry.
Que ellos no pueden cargar.
And your life,
y tu vida,
I said your life,
dije, tu vida,
is going to be preaching to your generation.
Vas a predicarle a tu generación.
You're going to be paying a debt, David,
tú vas a pagar la deuda,
that
David,
they cannot pay.
Que ellos no pueden pagar.
But when they read the narrative of your life,
pero cuando ellos vean la narrativa de tu vida,
they're going to be reading the story of Christ.
Van a ver la historia de Cristo. Aleluya.
This is an embedded principle in the Word of God. As a matter of fact, I think this is the fundamental principle that upholds the Beatitudes. The entirety of the ethos of the New Testament,
la identidad de los, del Nuevo Testamento,
is suspended on this principle.
Está suspendida en esta,
as a matter of fact, I do not believe there is another religious structure in the world,
no creo que haya otra estructura religiosa en el mundo,
that has this embedded principle,
que tiene este metido en ello.
Jesus started teaching the disciples.
Jesús enseñó a los discípulos.
And he said, hey, if the Roman soldier asks you to carry his pack for 1 mile,
amen,
carry it 2 miles.
Si te piden que cargas una milla, cárgala 2 millas.
He says, if they smite you on this cheek,
si te ofetean en el cachete,
turn the other cheek and let them smite you on the other side.
Pon la otra mejilla que te peguen en el otro lado.
Freely you have received.
Has recibido gratis.
You've got to be willing to give it commensurate with the level that you have received it.
Da como recibiste.
Because you had a debt. that you could not pay,
que no puedes pagar,
and you received the compensation from God,
y recibiste de Dios.
And now you're going to be going back into a world,
ahora tú vas al mundo,
where people have a debt that they cannot repay.
Donde hay gente que tiene deuda que no pueden
You've
pagar.
Heard it said before, love your friends
tus amigos,
and hate your enemies.
Y tus amigos,
but
amigos.
I say to you,
pero yo te digo a ti,
love your enemies.
Ama tus enemigos.
Do good to those that despitefully use you and persecute you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm talking about paying a debt.
Estoy hablando de pagar una deuda
that I didn't incur.
Que yo no inquirí.
Because I was free.